This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the butter queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
In our broadcast week right now, not in the home studio, out and about, or oot and a boot for those of you Canadians. No, I'm not up in Canada, but I'm in Canada's south. And that would be South Florida. In fact, certain parts of Florida in the winter, it's like Canada. Like Quebec, they all go to Hollywood, Florida, of all places. Hollywood! Hey, Super D! Welcome to Florida. I know you're not here, but you're sort of here. South Florida, though.
I'm virtually in Florida by way of Minnesota. How does that go? Right?
Minnesota. I know.
That's right.
And I've got to go up to Minnesota in June, but it'll be nice in June. John on the board promises me it'll be nice in June. By the time I get there, all the lakes will be thawed. The mosquitoes will be out. We'll have plenty to eat. Yeah.
Nice.
So, trips are happening, man. Yesterday was the March Against Monsanto. I hope y'all were able to get out to one somewhere. I don't think there was one in your backyard there, Super D, but...
No.
Yeah. You could be excused, I guess, in that case. But Trish had invited me, this is the Liam connection today, folks. She invited me to speak at her march, well, it's hers, but the March Against Monsanto, Miami. And they held it downtown, some like arts area. I actually found parking, believe it or not. Sheila, with the goddess of parking, was good to me. And I was able to get over there in time. And the thing is, it was overcast, but not storming. And then when it started just the deluge. And it's been raining off and on in Florida everywhere for the last week. So it's definitely into the wet, rainy season. But we had a good turnout. And in between some great music and some other folks that were there, had a really, really nice, how would I say it? It's like about a 20-minute impromptu, I wouldn't even call it a lecture, but my perspective on the so-called battle, right, that we say, oh, the evil Monsanto. And my point is always, I think it's as always, is if you're fighting a beast that's bigger and badder and has more money, more funding, more power, more ammo, etc., than you, do you really want to charge into it head on? Do you really want to do it that way? I don't think so. You'd want Richard Pearl in your corner to do it with you. So that's the thing. I see him, actually. I'm going to get him hooked up here in a moment. But when he gets on in just a sec, I just want to say that instead you're going to sit next to me, Richard, because this is video. This is video. So, by the way, folks, we are simulcasting on YouTube today. And you can see Richard Pearl. He's joining me. See if you can get that on your head.
I need a drink.
Yeah, well, let's get some more drinks here. Yeah. So we're at Simply Natural.
Wait a minute. What? Is that Richard Pearl? Is that the Terminator? I can't.
Well, I have a little bit of a cold.
Oh, okay.
And my eyes are irritated.
Okay.
How are you, my brother?
I'm good.
Yeah, you got to see what... I was just talking a little bit about Liam because, you know, Trish had invited me to do the March Against Monsanto and, of course, the picture of you, me, and our buddy Liam from here some years back.
Do I know something interesting about that picture?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, turn me louder.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay. What's interesting about that picture is somebody made a fake website where I owned some kind of airline or aircraft company.
Yes.
And they used that picture.
That was probably Liam doing that.
It could be.
from the other side.
Yeah.
So I was up at the March Against Monsanto, and right. My point about this, and we're going to talk Alzheimer's. We've got a lot of great topics with you, and you can cover them all in your sleep, but we're going to do it awake.
You're not going to be boring, are you?
Totally. Not anymore now that you're here. Right. I was starting very boring.
You know, my beard really looks like I have this... like impressive beard.
But you know what? If you think that beard is impressive, just give a listen to what I've got to share about.
I have actually teeth that you can't see in this picture.
The beard is hiding his teeth. That's what's happening here.
No cavities.
So my point, Monsanto, do we take them on head on? They got $1 trillion. They own governments. They own regulators. No. You got to be smart about these things. You step aside. You go, you know what? That money you used to use for me, the money I used to give to government, you know, I'm withdrawing all of that. Have fun. Have a nice day. You know, it's like a different way. Withdraw your consent. Withdraw your energy. And how do we cure cancer? We don't kill cancer cells. We starve them. We remove their food supply.
Correct.
And I want people to understand that to be smart about your battles, right? Because we're not friends with Monsanto. But, you know, if you think you can tilt at the government and tilt at the Monsanto windmill and that and IG Farben and their demon spawn, that's not going to be – you've got to withdraw their energy supply.
That's true. If you think back to Lost in Space, mm-hmm. what did Zachary Smith always do? He pulled his power pack.
Mm-hmm.
Warning.
That's right.
See, that's what we have to do.
Good segue into Lost in Space. I like that. The old Billy Mooney story.
You know what's funny about that? Not to go way off tangent, and I know this is. Back in the day when you and I were kids, we wanted to be him. We wanted to go explore, and we were willing to, you know, be challenging to the world.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and the times were different. I mean, you had a little kid literally taking a laser at the Cyclops while the women did the laundry. Today, the kids, especially the boy kids, want to do the laundry and have the women fight off the Cyclops.
I don't even know if the boys know they're boys anymore.
No, they don't. Well, there's a war on masculinity. Remember, it's toxic masculinity.
Toxic masculinity, of course. Super Don is like number one on the list, right? Every post office, you see Super Don's face there.
Well, you know, it's funny. It's not just there. I have his face in my dreams, so.
That is a frightening thought.
The only thing The only thing worse it would be to have Brian Stelzer from CNN in your dreams. He looks like... the guy from Gentle Ben when he was, you know, Ron Howard's brother. I don't know his name, but.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that show?
Yeah.
So, but I always look at him and I'm saying, my God, you make so much money at CNN. You can afford to do something about it.
Are you saying Wolf Blitzer?
Brian Stelzer. He looks like the character. He's the homeliest guy on television. He looks like. Seriously, he looks
like the whiniest guy. Yeah, he's the whiniest guy on the channel.
I'm thinking to myself, if I'm his wife.
Yeah.
I got to kill myself every day.
Oh, my God.
In fact, can you imagine that face hovering over you at any point in your day?
Oh, my God.
That would just be the worst thing.
Not pretty.
No, I'd rather take the bear and maul me with it.
All right, hang in there, folks. Get better, I promise.
What's wrong with
this? No, that's great. It's actually fine. Now, listen,
nothing to do with Monsanto.
Look, I imagine if Liam were here with us today, what we'd be doing. Because yesterday I was at the March Against Monsanto.
Yes.
And there was I did my talk. And, you know, I talked about sincerely.
Were you fascinating or just you barely
apparently got by? I was fascinating because, you know, some of the audience, you could tell they were into. But I talked about, you know, the people that you want to connect with. Look around the people that actually came out to a March Against Monsanto. These are the people that are, you know, learning, growing their food. They're wanting to do something. They're not just talking.
Well,
about
that was right up Liam's alley.
Exactly. A lot of the
permaculture.
Oh, my gosh. It was great. And so at night, there was an after party at this place. Super Don, you'll love this. The name of this place was called Toe Jam. It was like it's a studio, like a backlot studio where they do like a lot of rap artists and videos and stuff. And
that's a great name. Maybe they can come up with one with Leopardsville.
I don't know, but Toe Jam was kind of a cool, quirky place. So they had organic food trucks there, so we were eating well and everything. And they had music. And then this guy gets up that I had met earlier in the day, and he's what did we say his name was? Super Don. He's a white rapper, a guy who he raps, and
maybe it was Ice Ice Baby.
I don't know. He wasn't Vanilla Ice. So anyway, he gets up there and starts talking about what he learned from the day, and he starts referencing me.
Right.
I'm like, well, okay, I've impressed a rapper. Anyway, and then after he did his set, he's got one called Wake Up America.
Right.
Pretty intense. And I just go up there. I just give him a hug. I said, man, that was awesome. And he's like, man, now that I've got my approval from Robert Scott Bell, oh, it is on.
That's nice. He has a video? Or
yeah, what? He's got a YouTube thing.
So you'll get it to me, and yeah. If the song fits, I can put it on my show.
It's pretty intense.
My show is much better than your show.
Well, I know that. But
actually, it's not. I like your show better than mine, but that's because you have Super Don.
Yeah, it's true. So anyway, Super D, I find it funny that anybody who would be considered cool thinks I'm cool. So I'm like, that's weird. And that's why I need Liam, I need Richard here to just kind of keep my head, you know, kind of shrunken so it's not too big. That's all.
I could send you to Asia.
Asia would do that?
Shrunken.
I don't want to get my head shrunken like that. That's not what I mean.
Why not? Anyway. I haven't done it for a while. You could be the first one to make a practice.
Practice back again. Yeah. All right, let's open with
start
our first
trend.
Official story, Richard, before it goes off the rails. You can get these lovely pictures of brains. Y'all can check it out at the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Yeah. And the headline reads, why the pharmaceutical industry is giving up the search for an Alzheimer's
cure. By the way, before you get into, to continue on that, I commented about it on my show, not this week, but a couple weeks ago, about this commercial for Alzheimer's. And I think it's the most disgusting commercial because what they are basically saying is, someday we're going to find a cure. We're going to find that one person who gets cured. And they show all these faces, both young and old, all different colors. And then they just flash them like that Michael Jackson video years ago at
Miller's
Skull. But they show all these faces, and then it ends with, we'll find a cure someday. Mm-hmm. And the reality is there's cures now.
Yeah, exactly. And so when Big Pharma says it's giving up the search, what are they really saying here?
Well, I mean, you could take a couple different points. They're giving up the search because they are not, it's not financially worthwhile to them, which I doubt that that's the reason. It also could be that, you know, they essentially know that it's better to treat the symptom and leave alone the net problem, because they're going to make a fortune treating the symptom with all these people who are diabetic and taking pharmaceutical drugs. If they make it as if it's something beyond the control of the drug industry, then it can't be the drug industry's fault.
Right. Well,
you might have another angle.
Yeah, well, it's not my angle, but the angle in the article is saying that it's just too complicated. No, honestly, we can't
sound like Obama.
Right. It's just too complicated. We can't figure it out. So yeah. Why even bother? Why try? And this follows on the heel of a major cancer conference researcher saying,
I don't buy that logic. That doesn't make sense. I think there's other reasons. This article can say whatever it wants. But
it's in Quartz Media, so it's got to be real. Super dumb.
No, I understand that it's a real article.
Yeah.
It's just that it's not real
so
what they're talking
the
about.
So the disease is like a hydra. For every question answered, two more appear. They can't figure it out, honestly. That's what they're saying.
Well, it's the same thing as Laurel and what's the other one?
Yanni, right.
It's the same thing. It's how you perceive things, how you hear them, how you go about solving them.
Yeah.
So if you come in with the mindset this is too difficult, you'll never find a solution. That's true always.
Well, you don't want Alzheimer's. Come to Simply Natural Organic Restaurant Sunrise.
Actually, we should talk about this after break. My dad died of Alzheimer's.
We can.
And that would be something to talk about.
We're rolling here. By the way, the guy's name, that rapper, Real Steve Grant. Look him up on YouTube and check him out. See what you think. Let us know. We got a lot more healing to go. We're just getting warmed up. Richard Pearl on the Robert Scott Bell Show, live in South Florida.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
What do I got here? Macau? What is this? It's a black maca, red maca, protein shake with no grains, and
it's really good.
And cacao.
Mm.
It's medicine. You know, this is really, this sucks. This is my restaurant, yeah. and you get two drinks so far, and I've got bubbles.
We know we're irate compared to you and your
evidently,
own home, right?
Well, it's true. Well, it's my brother-in-law. So
yeah, he's gonna.
I'm down at the bottom.
No. He's going to care for you. He's done this before. He is, of course. We were just talking about Alzheimer's. Now, this year has been the year I've been out lecturing on neurological degeneration disease everywhere I go. So I'm keenly interested in the story that Super Don found about them saying, well, it's just too complicated. And you were right. And they're saying, you know, let's just manage this stuff. Now, your dad, you said, died of Alzheimer's.
Right.
And
you've been working. In 2005.
You work with some nutritional supplements to help, you know, reduce or the intensity, maybe halt the progression. I've done the same. Maybe we could share a little bit about that.
Well, yeah, we should. You know, here's the thing. By the way, this is Simply Natural Cafe that we're doing our show from. But I have Simply Natural Health Food Center, which is right next door.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, you can reach us at 954-741-4045. Here's the thing. My dad died in 2005. And he wouldn't take any products, but the research was so strong, especially from Europe, Italy, and so forth,
mm-hmm.
not so much in the U.S., where you could actually stop the progression and make it better. So I had sent my dad nutrients on a couple different occasions, and after he died, I was very frustrated by it, and I realized it was too many different bottles, and the bottles had to be at a therapeutic dose. So I knew somebody who could make a bottle for me. It's not in my name, but it's a product called Brain Factors, and it's made by Nature's Purist, and they don't advertise on the Internet, so that's you won't find it there. They forbid their products to be online. But I've made several different formulas for them, but I made that one first. And originally, I adapted their product so that it had better things in it. And what the idea was to work on the cell-to-cell communication, to improve nerve cell rejuvenation, to help the permeability of the cells, to increase acetylcholine, and so forth. So I put all the things in this product, and then I would have to take a lot of things separately. Well, lo and behold, after I made that product, magnesium L-threonate came out, and then people started using lion's mane, which is a mushroom. And so I'm going to be combining some additional products to make a new formula. But here's the point. We've dealt with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people who've either had, you know, dementia, Alzheimer's, brain trauma, et cetera, or just cognitive decline, and you can get them better. The problem is that if the medical establishment tells you it can't be done, people tend to believe them. And it's reinforced by this commercial that says, someday we'll figure it out. And it's also reinforced, maybe it's a concerted effort with the article that Don is talking about, Superdon, that essentially is saying it's too difficult to solve, but we can treat it, and there's a new drug on the horizon. Just give us some time, and we'll make billions. I'm sorry, we'll help you.
Yeah.
You know.
Exactly.
But so they're going to change. They're going to warp the expectation so that everything that we do in the future will be based on just barely getting by, just being enough successful that you're satisfied, you know, forking over the dollars.
Ray has covered his brother-in-law. Don't be drinking on the microphone.
Well, Ray, here. Did you put any alcohol in this?
You got a straw for a reason, dude.
Oh.
Yeah. Right. I got to help Richard out here. That's why I don't know how he functions when I'm not around, actually. That's the big question.
Hey, I didn't move to Mount Dopey.
Yeah, well, we might be going further to a bigger mountain soon, but we'll talk about that. So the Alzheimer's thing, you know, the CBD breakthroughs, of course, the gut connection to the brain.
That's right. That's a big part of it.
A huge part of it. A lot of it starts in the gut. You know, so there's so much more. I'm not saying there's only one way to go, but, dude, you've got to start interacting these ways because the medical community, as evidenced by that article, they just, you know what, it's just too complicated. We'll manage it. You got this symptom, take this drug. We'll give you 10 other symptoms. We got 10 other drugs for you. It's a great business model.
It really is. But and then they get blessed by the government.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. It's the church and the a pharmaceutical system. Yeah.
PayPal?
Yeah. I never knew that was the same thing.
I don't know. You know, I just got to say, Super Don, you have the voice. Every time I hear it, it's the greatest voice on television. It reminds me of that guy, and it's bugging the heck out of me. There was a character. Mm-hmm. It'll come to me during a break, but it's a character where he had a sidekick, and he was like a superhero.
Was it Mighty Mouse?
No, seriously. And he had a talk show.
The superhero had a talk show?
Yeah, and they had a character that was like some kind of praying mantis. Thing.
You know what? You're going to have to get back to us on that.
Are you talking about the Tick?
No. This was a huge show. They would get stars on regularly.
Oh, that's on Cartoon Network or something.
Yeah, it was.
All right, hold on. We got to come back. We'll figure this out on the break, and we'll talk about IBD, World IBD Day, and what to do about it. Next.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, Richard, it's annoying that some of my listeners listen to your show. You know that?
Well, I doubled your audience then.
Well, there you go. But no,
if you take two of mine and you add yours, that's four.
But they're coming from me to you. Somebody's asking, Richard, did you take the hybrid CR product that immunologist Jason Dubois?
Yeah, I have him on my show.
On your show, how it relieves colds and flu in 2 days.
Yeah, it's helping me a lot. But I just call it the blue box.
The blue box, okay.
Yeah.
Not the blue bot?
No.
Right.
I have a blue box and a yellow box. So the yellow's for allergies, but the blue box is helping me. I'll be fine by the end of today. I just sound a little off, and
yeah, we're all a little scruffy. I mean, yeah. I slept on a boat last night.
And you drove down here in a rental.
Yeah.
What else can you tell me about transportation today?
I would have been on a bike, but I didn't bring it. I just didn't bring it. Anyway.
Why don't you get a moped?
Well, we have a 50cc scooter.
Well, that technically is a moped.
Yeah, it doesn't have pedals.
Yeah, but 49cc's, I think, is classified as one sec.
Yeah.
Of it, and then 50 above is something else.
Then you have to, there's something else you have to get
license
with it.
Or
insurance, life, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we didn't do that. But anyway, here we go. Richard Pearl is hosting me at Simply Natural Organic Restaurant, and he's got Simply Natural Health Foods next door to that. Y'all come on down if you want to see us. We'll be live.
And you can reach us, if you want to come to the restaurant, you can reach us at 954-742-8384.
Mm-hmm.
Open 7 days.
All right.
We just don't know which one.
Which day are we in right now?
Yeah, I don't know.
Technically,
it's just 7 days. It could be random days.
This is the first day of the week, technically. This is when I start my broadcast week, so it's the first day of the week. So University of Kent scientists make a B12 breakthrough. Apparently, they found B12 in a vegetable. You know, that's the big thing. If you're a vegetarian, they say you're not getting a B12, right? So they found it in garden cress. The amount of B12 absorbed by garden cress depended, though, upon the amount present in the growth medium. There's a moment of duh. It's like, how do you think you're going to get it if it's not in whatever you're growing
it
in?
That's true.
So it seems to have an affinity for that. So vegetarians want to stay.
Yeah, sure. This is somewhat of a nothing burger. Yeah. I know there's some people who are going to find this, but you know, interesting. But in the scale of interesting stories, this is
now. Let's pass on it. Let's move on.
Yeah,
let's go to the IBD. Yesterday was International IBD Day. Irritable bowel disease, used to be called syndrome. Now it's a disease.
Well, you make more money with diseases. Than
diseases.
Syndromes.
Yeah. Yeah. You get drugs for diseases,
that's
not
right.
Syndrome.
Right.
So they
that limits what we can do. Also, we can't treat a disease.
Oh, you can do syndromes?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, you certainly can't do diseases. Like
right.
We can't heal any disease, even if you miraculously heal.
Mm-hmm.
It's the lower.
It's not the supplement.
No, yeah, never. No.
It's nobody in a health food store.
Never. Because we can't treat disease.
So, a link between an antimicrobial toxin that is produced by common gut bacteria to fend off their rivals and basically, why is this even news? Right. That we see that. Microbiome imbalances.
Right.
You follow on an antibiotic. Antibiotics are indiscriminate. They kill anything and everything, including they damage your epithelial lining. But what they leave you with is a dysbiotic imbalance that creates biodiversity issues. Now, corrupting biodiversity is disastrous because it means some certain bacterial species will take advantage of the new terrain. And that's where you get this mess of IBD, you know, compounded by everything else that's going on. So, I don't know. It's not new for me, but it is new because they reported on it, or findings in Cell. It's called dietary and microbial oxazoles induce intestinal inflammation by modulating aural hydrocarbon receptor responses.
That's a long way of saying something.
Yeah, saying
nobody understands.
You got some serious gut problems,
yeah.
Buddy. That's what we're saying here.
No, I know you were giving a speech yesterday mm-hmm. in part on this, but
yeah.
I always like Saccharomyces boulardii
mm-hmm.
because it seems to survive everything. You know, if you blew up the earth.
I'm voting Saccharomyces boulardii for president next time.
Well, you should. The only problem is there's a lot that you need to make the size of a human. But but if you were to take it, you know, if you were to blow up the earth,
mm-hmm.
The only things that would survive, assuming the earth still had a shape to mm-hmm. it, would be roaches and Saccharomyces.
Maybe a cat.
I think all 9 lives would be used.
Oh, okay.
But the point is.
Yeah,
they do.
Yeah.
but the point is that it's very hardy. It survives antibiotics. It survives chemo.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just a really powerful probiotic that people should take. And I know you and I are both very big on prebiotics,
mm-hmm.
which you might want to expound on.
Well, if you don't have it was like that B12 story that we didn't find interesting.
Yeah.
It's like if the stuff isn't there before the watercress or whatever growing in it, you know, and if it's not there, it's not going to be in the watercress.
Right.
So it's the same thing with the probiotics. You want to have a beneficial bacterial balance, biodiversity. If the food is not there, you know, it's not going to be there. It'll die out. And, I did a CME lecture to doctors in Orlando at the Best Answer for Cancer Integrative Oncology Conference.
Right.
And I've been studying on hydrogen. You know, this is awesome, right? And the hydrogen feeds the anaerobic bacteria. So it facilitates that dominant, you know, the anaerobes are primarily the beneficial. And that's another angle on, let's say, if we have more tools, not fewer tools, we have a better chance, not even a chance, but you're definitively going to recover their gut. I mean, I lectured here even on the silver and the aloe, why I recommend that. We talk about pre and probiotics, but if you don't give the food, the appropriate food, eventually they'll die out. But the problem is they can't reestablish their terrain, or let's say they can't reestablish their colonies because you know, you're giving them a desert instead of a rainforest.
Correct.
And, you know, so that's a big part of this.
Do you like hydrogen peroxide, the 35% for this?
I haven't used it. I mean, I'm not opposed to it, right. But I haven't used it.
We have a lot of people that use it, but yeah. I'm just wondering if it makes enough segue into the intestines to be beneficial.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of argument that it brings a lot of oxygen, that people use it for anti-cancer.
Right.
But I'm just wondering if the mechanism might also be that it gets into the intestines and redistributes the bacteria because it gives a better environment, so you change what's in there.
Yeah. Well, are you flooding it with oxygen and hydrogen peroxide? I know there's hydrogen and there's a lot of oxygen.
Well, I don't know if it's cleaved or
right,
what.
Right.
I don't know what happens once it hits the gut. That's why I'm saying.
So, the big thing about IBD, again, it used to be a syndrome. I talk about colitis, Crohn's, irritable bowel, leaky gut, diverticulitis. And some of these things are caused by vaccination, even before the antibiotics are given. But we have, unfortunately, an idea that we put pro-inflammatory toxins into a body that's already inflamed, and we think it's going to get better. Not you and me, but that's what doctors think. Like,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
stupid.
Well, it's sort of like the idea that, and this is the chemo approach, we put poison in a poison well and we'll get fresh water.
Yeah, exactly. Makes no sense. By the way, oncologists, they call homeopaths when they have cancer because they don't want to do the chemo that they're going to give you. They don't.
I've had chemo doctors come in here.
Yeah.
And they won't use it for themselves. But it is a good business, you know, because they get ridiculous money. The cost for their product is very low. And they have these wards that you can't film these people, obviously, for HIPAA reasons. But the other reason is they don't want you to see how toxic it is, the environment for these people, and how bad they're, in some cases, are, you know, after they do the chemo or during the chemo, especially in the later stages. And, you know, I got to tell you something. I have a very dear friend of mine who was given 48 hours to live and did not do chemo, did not do surgery, did not do radiation, is in California now. We've done a lot. I've done a lot to help him. His wife has done exceptional stuff to help him. And they gave him up to, I think, 24 to 48 hours to live while he was in the hospital. This was 6 months ago, four months ago, something like that. And he's flourishing right now. So now he's in California. He's going to be doing a special treatment. And it just goes to show that even in a circumstance where the time is really against you, if you change one thing, you change everything, and it buys you time. It opens that window, and it gives you an opportunity to build on something. Because you're either going to build on something that adds to your life, or you're going to build on something that destroys your life.
Well, in France, they're trying to help you out for the first time. They're going to ban a dangerous food additive known as titanium dioxide nanoparticles.
But at what, you know, like, you know, that's one of those areas where how much of it, I mean, are they talking in macro amounts or the micro amounts?
Well, they're talking in additives when they whiten, like, things like candies, which is already bad for you, right?
Correct.
White sauces, cake icing, artificial color. E171 is how it's designated.
Okay.
And it's titanium dioxide. So as a nanoparticle, they're talking about it. It's inflammatory interaction. You know, Dr. Luke, my mentor many years ago, he always talked about those additives, even at minute levels, being very damaging to the cells at that level at which you know, that's where the activity of life starts. So France is banning it, but it's still approved in, well, when I was born, they approved it in the United States.
So does anyone know realistically what a level in your body where it becomes problematic? Because here's the thing, I'm not for it.
Yeah.
Many supplements have it.
Yeah, I've seen it.
So it kind of colors my view a little bit because obviously all things being equal.
It whitens your view.
Yes, which makes me more of a non-Democrat. No, because I'm still Green Party, which I guess I couldn't be titanium dioxified.
Right.
Not but so I'm well. Green Party because I voted for Ralph Nader. I never changed.
Okay.
It's been 18 years.
Is he still
running? No, but he should have.
Right.
No, he'd be 100 now. But anyway, the point I'm getting at is that, you know, partly because I'm in the industry and it could color my view a little bit, but it can be bad for you, but it may not be relevant. It depends on dosing, and it depends on what else you're doing. So that's the part I'd like to know.
Poison in the dose, right?
Yeah.
If we're really purist about it, of course, we realize that these toxins at low levels do damage the cells they come into contact with, but it's a preponderance how much to overwhelm the good stuff going on. Welcome. Welcome to Simply Natural. Yeah. So we're doing live radio here. Richard Pearl is my guest. Guest host, I should call you.
And we got Super Don, who's also known as Space Ghost.
Space Ghost Super Don. I had no idea he sounded like Space Ghost.
He sounds
Ghost.
Just like Space Ghost.
Right? Can you, Super Don, can you do any lines from Space Ghost so I can hear it?
You know what? I don't think I can, to be honest with you. Because, listen, I've always idolized. George Lowe was the guy that did the voice of Space Ghost in the 90s when they brought him.
He,
you know, he started off as a, it was like a real... animated show back in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought him back in the 90s and did this kind of a funny skit thing. George Lowe was the voice, and he's a comedian voice actor. And I've always idolized him, so I'd be afraid to try to even try. I take that as a huge, huge compliment. I appreciate that.
I loved Space Ghost.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was
his
funny.
Little quirky friend. I don't remember what his friend's name was.
But... Yeah, Brack. Well, his old enemies
Nemesis,
from
right?
the original.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Brack and there's a couple other ones. They were literally like insect aliens.
Yeah, Lorak. Lorak? I think that was one
of
them. Yeah. Yeah, but you sound just like Space Ghost.
And
all these years I said, man, Super Don sounds like somebody.
And you just figured it out after all these years. It must be because France banned titanium dioxide.
That's what I'm thinking.
There you
go. It had to be. When we come back, Bill Gates... claiming some things about President Trump. Who's the confused one, Gates or Trump? We're gonna rule on that after the break with Richard Pearl right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication, heard later on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, SoundCloud, and now simulcasting on YouTube. Come on over. It's delicious here. I'm having my chocolate smoothie.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsvreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsvreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts of Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsvreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsvreports.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Well, I'm enjoying my time with my good buddy Richard Pearl, who I don't get to see every day, so it's a special moment, and he's back on the show wearing sunglasses because I'm sure he's been out drinking all night or something.
I don't drink.
I know you don't. That's
but you know, your music, this intro wasn't very good.
Oh, you didn't like it? No. Blame Superdon.
No, I'm going to blame you because you okayed it.
I didn't.
Seriously, this was lame.
Superdon has carte blanche on music. What are you talking about?
This one was lame. I've heard so many of your intros going back into the show, and some have been great.
Well, you compliment him, tell him he's the Space Ghost voice. Yeah, he loves it. Now you knock him by the knees.
No, I'm not knocking him. I'm knocking you for letting him do that.
So it's okay, Superdon. It's my fault. No worries, Richard.
I'm going to get Anna Navarro after you.
Oh, my gosh. All right, let's go to Fortune magazine right now and do a little political healing. I guess you can call it that, but it's kind of bizarre because Bill Gates is now talking about his interactions with Donald Trump, right? And Trump.
Wait, before you get into that, isn't Bill Gates the one who wants to do population control with the vaccine?
Yeah, of course. So, yeah, credible source on any medical information. The guy wants to inject everybody, every kid on planet Earth because it will reduce population. So he says he's been talking about his surreal encounters with Donald Trump. Surreal. This guy's for surreal. So in a video shot this week at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation meeting published on MSNBC, who loves President Trump, right?
Yeah.
Gates regaled his audience with the tidbit that on both occasions when he met with Trump after the election, December 2016 and March 2017, the president expressed confusion about the difference between HIV and HPV.
You know, he probably was as confused as when they blamed him for his comments on MS-13, and there was no confusion there either.
Right, called them animals. And it's like, oh, he's calling immigrants animals.
You know, which is so disingenuous.
Yeah. But this is the kind of stuff you get from mainstream media, folks. That's why you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Listen, HIV, HPV, I think Gates is confused because he actually thinks HIV has been isolated and there's a test for it. But then again, a lot of people are confused about that. But the HPV as well. Does it cause cervical cancer? No evidence whatsoever. No evidence whatsoever. The only thing they have, and again, Liam would love this because he pointed out the absurdity of taking the polymerase chain reaction test, PCR, to identify a causative agent in anything, because it's so remotely there in the distant past that it's not present in any even remotely meaningful way. So they find fragments of unknown genetic material. They say this may be HPV from 30 years ago, and then suddenly, boom, it's the cause. Nonsense. In fact, based on that discovery, it's not, and it could be.
Well, essentially, they're saying something is there, and we find that commonly there when certain things happen. Therefore, there's a direct relationship between it. And they could be right, they may not be right, but the fact is that that's their logic, is it shows up. But here's a flaw with the logic. Let's say someone eats ketchup and murders somebody. Mm-hmm. Then you could make the argument every time someone eats ketchup, they're more likely to murder.
I think that's more plausible than HPV causing cervical cancer. Honestly.
But yeah. And you know, that may be true, but the fact is that they see certain ones present, mm-hmm. So they're doing the observation theory.
Mm-hmm. And what about HPV? I mean, there's legitimacy to what that virus is linked to in terms of, you know, manifestations in
right.
an acute way. And that's what Liam was always pointing out about HIV. It's like the only quote-unquote sex disease that there's no symptom, there's nothing that pops up on your private part, so to speak.
Right, right.
And yet, years later, they say it's going to kill you, but they kill you with the drugs used to prevent it.
Well, that's
whatever,
what happened,
you know,
with AZT. They were given such high doses that people were dying by the thousands mm-hmm. because of the drugs, not because of the disease.
Yep. And so Gates was there, Bill Gates, meeting Trump to push his idea of the universal flu shot, all of that. So this guy's a scam artist for vaccines.
Well, you know, the thing about vaccines is they're so ineffectual.
Mm-hmm.
I remember last year at one point the flu vaccine was 10% effective. That meant it was 90% not effective. That means I had 9 times more likelihood of it not working than working, mm-hmm. and yet they were promoting it, which makes no sense. I mean, why would I use something that is more likely than not, significantly more likely than not work?
Right. Well, it's a good point. Very good point, in fact. They're not making
it
at that level.
Well, the big thing is, you know, you should ask every doctor, are vaccines safe? They'll say yes. And then you say, are you sure?
Yeah.
And they'll say yes. And then you say, fine, what's in them? And they don't know.
Well, and if you point that out, it's like an inconvenient, oh, we got to start yelling at you to shut you down. You can't be telling me what's in a vaccine.
Well, they'll go homina homina. When they come to my store, it's real easy because I show them a card with what's in a vaccine. And sometimes they don't want to look at it because it goes against their mantra.
Folks, the book Official Stories by Liam Sheff is still available.
I have some.
Yeah, you do?
Yeah.
Do you have any of my Unlock the Power to Heal books?
Plenty.
No, you don't.
Too many.
You are bad if you don't
Nobody
sell them.
Nobody buys them.
You won't sell them because you don't hype them and talk them about how awesome they are. Because somebody
I put them in the $1 bin and people wanted a refund.
Folks, hey, do you have a chiropractor, doctor of chiropractic?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to talk a chiropractic story after the break here. Richard Pearl is my co-host this hour and next. On the Robert Scott Bell Show, live from Simply Natural Restaurant in Huntsville. Health food store. Come on down and see us. The power to heal and eat organically is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks. Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. 337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.